Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood sports enthusiast and occasional overthinker. Ever feel like your emotions are running wild, especially when the pressure's on? You know that feeling, right? Like your brain's playing a high-speed game of ping-pong with your nerves. Trust me, I get it. We all experience those moments where things feel overwhelming and our inner voice starts screaming louder than the crowd at a championship game. But here's the good news. Just like mastering any skill in sports, managing your emotions under pressure is a learnable art. It takes practice, focus, and a whole lot of self-awareness, but trust me, the payoff is huge. Think about it: when you can stay calm and collect even when things get tough, you unlock a superpower. You become more decisive, perform better, and navigate challenges with grace. Sounds pretty awesome, right? So today, we're diving deep into the world of emotional regulation, exploring practical strategies to help you master your inner game. First up, recognize your triggers. What sets you off? Is it a specific situation, a particular person, or even just a thought pattern? Understanding your triggers is like identifying the enemy before the battle begins. Once you know what throws you off balance, you can start to develop strategies for dealing with them effectively. Think of it as pre-game preparation. Knowing your weaknesses allows you to strengthen your defenses. Next, breathe deep and find your center. This sounds simple, but it's powerful stuff. When pressure mounts, our bodies go into fight or flight mode. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and your mind starts racing like a Ferrari on a racetrack. But there's an antidote to this chaos. Deep breathing. Taking a few slow, controlled breaths can instantly calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment. Third, reframe your thinking. Ever notice how sometimes our own thoughts can be our biggest saboteurs? Negative self-talk can spiral out of control, feeding anxiety and doubt. But here's a game changer. Challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself if they're truly accurate or if there are other, more positive ways to look at the situation. Fourth, focus on what you can control. Remember that saying, you can't control everything, but you can control your reaction. It's so true. Dwelling on things outside of your control is like trying to hold water in your hands. It's just going to slip through your fingers. Instead, channel your energy into what you can influence. Finally, remember, it's okay to ask for help. We're not meant to go it alone. If you're struggling to manage your emotions, don't be afraid to reach out to a trusted friend, family member, or professional. Talking things through can provide valuable perspective and support. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're in a big presentation at work. The room is buzzing, your palms are sweating, and suddenly, you blank out. You feel that familiar panic rising, right? But here's where those strategies come in. Take a few deep breaths to calm your nerves. Remind yourself that this isn't a life-or-death situation, it's just a presentation. Focus on the points you've prepared and trust in your knowledge. If you stumble, don't panic, simply acknowledge it, take another breath, and keep going. Remember, even seasoned athletes experience pressure and self-doubt. It's how they handle those moments that determines their success. So there you have it, a roadmap for mastering your emotions and staying composed under pressure. It's not about becoming emotionless robots, it's about learning to channel those emotions in a way that empowers us. By recognizing our triggers, practicing mindfulness techniques, reframing negative thoughts, focusing on what we can control, and seeking support when needed, we can unlock our true potential and navigate challenges with confidence and grace. Now go out there, own your game, and remember you've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little emotional boost. Let's keep the conversation going on social media. Tag me at Jake Carter Podcast and let me know what strategies work best for you. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.